Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Did you know that women will compete for you? That mystery and challenge are vital to meeting and keeping Ms. Right. And that most women are dying to give to you, but you will have to earn it. You'll learn about that and much more as Doc was interviewed back in the day by internet radio personality Lucia. You're going to hear the entire interview that we featured in the June 2nd, 2021 show coming up. But first, don't forget to visit DocLove.com for more free content. A free 7-day dating course, a free podcast, and a contest where you can win nearly $500 of Doc's best materials. Let's play the interview for you right now.
And you also say kitty cats compete.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you want to hustle a waitress, a good-looking waitress, or a place where they have a lot of good waitresses.
Uh-huh.
You know, take your good-looking sister there in a sexy outfit.
Ah, okay.
Now she notices you now.
Right.
Now we have equal power on the physical plane.
Right.
You saw me with another heavy.
Exactly. That's a good idea. So guys, do that.
Yeah.
And now, what do you mean? I don't understand this. When you say other men can't lower her interest level, but if she meets someone she likes better than you, then she's not going to be giving as much to you as
here's the thing. You have another thing to generalize. First, you have the initial contact. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to go. He's going to wait the 5 to 9 days, and she hangs up. What a cheapie, Starbucks. He didn't spend any money. I'm like, oh, what the hell, I'll go anyway. What she's saying is her interest level's high.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, she says, no thanks, I met a guy, but thanks for calling back, because I'm not going to Starbucks. She hangs up. Her interest level's 49 or lower.
Right.
But if it's 51 or higher, she says yes, assuming she shows up. So the system says you just read her actions.
Mm-hmm.
Then she goes and meets you, okay? And let's say it's 60, okay? You know, and this guy talks and he's funny, he's real clean cut, he's animated, you like him. So then he walks you to the car 45 minutes later and he says, hey, nice meeting you. And she says, well, hey, I want to go out with you again. And she says, hey, you know something? You're really a fun girl. She thinks, what the hell does that mean? The point is this mystery in the beginning,
yes.
But he's got to pass a physical.
Absolutely.
You got to like his mug, his teeth, the way he, you know, whatever that is, whatever, how you're, what you like, he's got to get past
that. Yeah.
Ideally, it's high, but then what happens, let's say the guy's really handsome. You geez, I'm giving this guy an 88. We haven't gone out yet.
Right.
So the point is this, you get to Starbucks and he walks you to the car and says, nice meeting you. And you drive off, oh, I never want to see this guy again. What a waste of a good face. Is that a great line?
It is. I got to use it sometime.
That's the way they feel. I studied women, and I don't take them personally.
No.
And when they do this, well, that's not right, or that. That's what cats do. The cats, they're not like dogs.
Yeah, you got
to
ignore them.
The dog to be the, well, they got four legs and a tail. One meows, one purrs. And when she's not purring, she's scratching, by the
way.
That's
right.
But you deserve it.
Yeah, so
she runs the report card on you.
Yeah, but how is it then, if another guy enters the picture, that he's not going to lower her interest level?
Well, here's the thing. See, let's say that I've had 3 dates with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But we started off low. It's only 51. Mm-hmm. I barely got in there. But I'm up to 70 now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to a party with your girlfriend. You meet the guy at the party. And your interest level in him is 80.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, you don't call me up and tell me.
No.
You see that guy on the side.
Right.
This is what you girls do.
Yeah, but don't we then start treating you...
These little boys don't know about it. I'm trying to help. They don't believe me.
Oh,
she does that. She does that. All fair in love and war. Remember? Duh.
But then don't we...
You go out with the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he didn't have it.
Ah.
Now you compare the two.
Right.
I like about women hate being compared. Now you compare the two. Right?
Right.
Boy, this guy had a better eye,
uh-huh.
He was taller.
Right.
I don't know, a little
more
flicker
muscular,
dresser.
More money.
But boy, But he talked himself out of the deal.
Yeah.
So I tell the guys, keep it light, keep it funny.
No heavy,
subjects. No negatives, no put downs. And if you don't know what to do, just smile and show your pearly whites.
Yeah, just shut up.
And try to make her laugh.
I see. So you wait to see if you wait for the other person to mess up, is what you're saying, basically.
Well, we're gauging everything now. She's on probation until 10 dates.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to do certain things, and if she does anything, she's out of there.
Like what? What things is she out
Breaks
of there
Breaks a date.
Mm-hmm.
Catch her in a lie.
Mm.
Sometimes my principles contradict each other. You say,
yeah,
well,
I've
should
noticed.
I, you know, be confident, keep my mouth shut, or I should be a challenge and pop off, or that. And then we weigh it. This is what I call advanced class.
Right.
But I'm getting invitations to go to weddings in Mexico City and New York. I wouldn't have got this girl without you, Doc. I'm getting pictures. And about 2 years ago, I'm turning the husbands around by getting them to do chores.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting great response. One woman was talking divorce. She's all turned around. She's back in love.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking $100 before.
I know. It's only $99.
$300 to $500.
Right.
She'll rob banks for you.
And some women have actually robbed
banks. Really? No, here's the thing. Most women are dying to give, but you're going to earn it, Turkey.
You're going to work for it.
You're going to work for it. I want a little trade here. What do I get? All you got to do is tell her you love the way she washes those big plates. It's that simple.
I know. The book is a bargain.
6 seconds. You know, you wash your truck every week. You clean the rims. 6 seconds. She's more important than your Ford truck.
And also, okay, so mention the three C's. Confidence, control, and...
Confidence, control, challenge. Confidence is self-confidence and self-confidence and self-esteem. Then control is made up of patience, discipline, and self-control. And challenge, it says, we're going to do everything she wants to do a long, long time after she proves herself.
Mm.
Trust is earned.
Right.
And the most important thing in the relationship is loyalty. Any flirting, staring into the guys, I'm gone.
Very good.
I don't want to hear about ex-boyfriends, ex-husbands. Emailing, I'm gone. This is going to be a clean deal. But, of course, he has to earn it, too, you know. But he's got to get to pass the Starbucks. Okay, she likes him.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go for the first big date. We're going to go to a nice place, have a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, and then next time go shoot pool. Well, I like to do something strange, like take them to SeaWorld, take them to Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
take them to the circus.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't done this since I was 8 years old with my grandfather. Blah, 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 blah. Circus. Nobody takes a girl to the circus.
I know, you're right.
Do something. These are called flank shots, oblique shots. How can I differentiate myself from these 3 million lonely, horny guys? She thinks I'm number one.
Right.
Take her to the zoo. Take her picture. Have her back up to the tigers and all the big cats and take pictures.
Yeah, it's all stuff that other guys don't do.
You got to be creative. You got to come up with stuff.
Is this resonating with you so far? Well, don't forget to get your copy of a book that always gets great reviews. In fact, it gets you Change My Life letters. The system, also known as the Dating Dictionary, doclove.com/system. That's where all this comes from. doclove.com/system. All right, let's finish up with the interview between Lucia and Doc.
And then as far as restaurants, you should have 5 or 6. Yeah, now if you're broke at butt North Dakota, that's tough. But if you're in New York City or Frisco, you got to find out the 5 most far out. I want the far out cowboy joint. I want the far out Italian place. I want the best Chinese food place. But I want eclectic type people or trains running around up above you or big aquariums. You got to find those out of the way restaurants. And, you know, TGI Fridays and all those other chains are fine. But I'm talking about when you walk into this place, how'd you find this place? She's never said that to any other guy in her life.
Uh-huh.
In her life. Look at the response you're getting out of her.
Her interest level
initial
going thing, up.
You keep your hands to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got to touch you on the second date.
Or at the first
on the
date.
Arm or the leg, 1/100th of a second. No touching, she's out.
She's not interested.
Not interested.
Nope. And why?
They let
ten...
you know when they like you. And I'm not talking, you know, a 4-hour grope. I'm talking she's got to tap you. Now my students calls up for phone coaching. I said, what'd you pick her up? 7:35, we sat down at 8 o'clock. He said, she touched me at 8:10, 8:20, and at 8:30 the third time. And, you know,
and she
I looked over at her when she touched me the third time, and I said to her, I said, you know, you're really rushing me. I hope you're not going to break my heart.
Ooh.
So I have them come on heavy, making a mockery of love.
Right.
So what was the, I do Vince Vaughn, Jim Carrey, Owen Wilson,
Cary Grant.
Will Ferrell. What would Will Ferrell, you imagine what he'd say? Humor and challenge. So you go in slowly, and if it's meant to be and you're doing everything right, by the fourth to the sixth date, she's saying, how come you don't ask me out on Friday and Saturday? I said, I got to see my wife and four kids. Humor. She asks a question, snappy answers the silly love questions. Go with the flow, diffuse with humor. Never get on the defensive.
Mm-hmm. That's hard
and
to
do. And most important, I'm not telling her anything. So she's going to get the comedy act. She says it again, I come back again. We're going to kill nagging now. This is not going to... This is. We see something we dislike, we're going to clean it up now.
And so how are you going to kill the nagging? By having her have high interest level?
Yeah, no, no. And she keeps asking the same question.
Ah, okay.
You have to go to the ear doctor, dear. I think you've got wax in your ears.
Ah, okay.
That's what Eddie Murphy would say.
Right, right, right.
And the key is... I believe if you two can stay playful with each other,
mm-hmm.
and watch the zingers snapping back. This is real tough when things the kids are screaming, and the daughter just spilled the milk, and the dog just took a crap on the rug,
mm-hmm.
and the music's too loud, and he says something and you fire back,
right?
And he never forgets it.
Yes.
And then the R word resentment steps in. The interest level went. It went 95, 94.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. We've got a long time. We've got a long time to lower this.
Now, why do you say you have to make it to 10 dates? Why 10 dates?
A lot of girls will fake it. See, 2 out of 5 girls will go out with your professional daters. These girls also fall in that 40 to 49 area.
Mm.
And they're just going out to go out.
Okay.
But they won't go on a Starbucks date.
No.
It's too cheap.
Right.
So the system protects you. Next. Mercenaries, next.
Mm-hmm. So if someone makes it to 10 dates, then it's probably going to continue for a while.
Well, the thing is, you got to look at, you want to watch your moves. Let's see, like I said, on the 4th or the 6th date, she says, hey, look, I want to take you out to dinner.
Mm.
And so I play dumb. I say, why? So, well, look, you were nice enough to take me out four or five. I said, you don't remember the exact number? You want me to commit suicide? Huh? You don't remember? Don't you know what love is? And I could, you know, and as she's going for this. You don't do this on the phone. If she's buying into this stuff, if she loves your corny jokes, mm-hmm. you're flying. Because everything you say is funny.
Well, women always say they want a funny guy.
Yeah, they do. And I read too much about it in psychology books.
Mm-hmm.
It's got endorphins, everything. You live longer. I mean, really, laughter is really good
for you.
The
best medicine.
And the thing is, I use it as a defensive mechanism,
mm-hmm.
Especially when she goes on the hard interview.
Yes.
Because some women, they want to know how much you make. Let's get that out of the way. How much you got in the bank. What do you do? So I tell my guys to say, I haven't worked in 8 years. What do you do?
And what?
These guys don't know how to fight.
Yeah. With words.
They'll get badgered. They'll get badgered. And the macho guy will just say, shut up. He won't take it. But my impression is that they never talk about how do we help guys.
Right.
Hey, you got to remember something here. I put out a 1,300 to 1,600-word column
mm-hmm.
every Wednesday.
At DocLove.com.
Never missed a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Never missed a Wednesday since January 1, 2000.
Very good.
If I were a BSer, wouldn't I be out of gas by now?
Yes.
And every article is different. Same principles.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to get it. To me, when you really look at it, it's common sense. But again, man has to set his ego aside and say, you know something? Maybe this love doctor's got something. but I'm going to give it a shot, and I'm going to give it 100%, see what happens, because you always learn something. If you give me that guy, I can work with that guy. But most guys, nah, nobody's going to tell me about women. Ego. I said, continue making your same mistakes from woman to woman. Mm-hmm. Carol says you're jealous. Caprice says you're jealous. Mm-hmm. Mary says you're jealous. Chartreuse says you're jealous.
Chartreuse.
Guess what? You can be jealous.
Yeah.
You're just not going to do or say those things around her.
Be jealous at
home.
You
can have your little devils in your head. You can have your
hands
and your insecurities. You're just not going to show them to her. She's not going to be your psychiatrist.
Yes.
Because she can't forgive you of your sins, and she'll never forget. She's like an elephant. And then she'll put on the report card, F.
That's right. He's gone.
Don't talk about it. Don't make her your shrink. Don't tell her your insecurities.
Yeah, she's not there to play shrink. If you need a shrink, go see one. Don't tell your woman your problems.
The woman wants to talk about it. That's why God gave you girlfriends. Go, girl.
That's right. Yeah, women. We talk to other women.
But the kid gets hit out in the car front. A truck hits your child. He's got a broken leg on his bike. That's not the time to tell jokes.
No.
That's different. You know, that's life threatening. I'm not saying this. But I'm just saying that the cheerier the person, the more up the person.
Mm-hmm.
And here's two guys. One's up, one's not up. And they both have the same amount of problems.
Right.
So who would you, if you had to be in a cell block in a cell, I'd rather be with a guy smiling all the time.
Absolutely.
Assuming he doesn't do it in his sleep.
Depends what he's dreaming about. Well,
At Rikers, you don't have a choice.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Oh, anyways, you know, I wanted to have you on for almost a full hour because you are a great guest, and
I appreciate the time, and I think you came on my show. And I know you're for the same thing. You're trying to, you know, set these girls straight.
Yeah, and guys, too.
Let me tell you what I would tell you to tell them.
Tell me.
Is when you go out with this guy, and he starts showing you that he's possessive or jealous,
mm-hmm.
or he's got some habits, do not rationalize. What you see is what you get. And if they're deal killers, cut it.
Right.
And nuts, go do it by yourself. Because otherwise you're going to have a guy who's not treating you right,
uh-uh.
who won't appreciate you,
right.
and he know he owns you, so that's why he can get away with doing these bad things to you. In any manner. If he does,
he's out
of here.
That's right.
So I guess the bottom line is this. Soon as you get his number, believe it and act upon it. Don't stretch it. Well, 4 years ago he hit me. Well, but, you know, he had a rough day at work and he was drinking. I don't hit you. I'm out of here. Any put downs, I'm out of here. And he doesn't treat you with respect at all times. He's not a gentleman. That's it.
Out.
I'm not going to marry this guy.
That's right. On to the next one.
I'm not going to wait. And cut him loose soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, people hold on for much too long.
Too many women hang on. Seriously.
Yeah, they do.
That's my biggest gripe. I said, you guys settle. You guys, you're better off alone.
I agree.
Go out with your girlfriends.
I agree. So let me give
you... And he's miserable. You don't love him, and he knows it. He doesn't know why.
You're both miserable.
Yeah, so...
So why be there?
But in this sense, I blame the woman because she knows the game. He doesn't. He doesn't know that. 10% do. 3% really do.
Right. So let me give your website again. It's doclove.com. The book is called The System. It's only $99. Your show is every, what day is it now, Friday?
It's Friday at 4 o'clock in California.
Live. Otherwise, it's archived,
of course. You can hear it in Mongolia, or you can hear it in Macau, China, while you're gambling.
Great.
That's the great thing about the Internet.
I know.
And, I sure appreciate the amount of time you gave me.
Oh, hey, I'm going to have you back because I have more questions, but that'll
be... Yeah, why don't you get some callers? In fact, we could, you know, I just tell them to take male callers. You want, take some female callers and we'll help them out.
All right, we'll have to do that next time.
Line something like that up. I'll work the other side of the street for a couple hours.
You'll
call me Benedict Arnold. Doc, you helped a woman, Doc. How could you do that? These guys are sensitive. I said I didn't want to, but she
I
had $99.
And I had high interest level.
And you have high interest level, right.
All right, well, you take care. Have a great Sunday.
Okay, send me an email, will you? Because I'd like to talk to you about this interview.
I will definitely send you an email.
Send me an email, please.
Yes, darling.
I'm going to elevate you to my address book.
Woo!
See that? How's that for coming on slowly?
Yes, you're going too fast for me. All right, take care.
If you ever come south, you know, I'd be happy to take you out to lunch here at Oceanside.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll hold you to it.
You got it.
All right.
From the beautiful San Diego. Hey, we got the best weather in the world here. Yeah, it's a great city.
I agree.
And an almost great football team.
Okay.
Great talking to you.
Happy Sunday, as you say.
Okay.
Take care.
And thanks again for the time.
No problem. My pleasure. Bye. Wasn't he a great guest? See, I've been reading his stuff for almost 2 years, so I knew a lot of stuff to ask him, and I'm not even finished.
Hope you enjoyed this. This was only a portion of a show that went for about an hour. You missed Doc's answer to a caller that wants to know what he should do if she's late for a date. Plus, another caller is dismayed that she was hugging a guy after they had 6 dates. Doc talked him through it. That and much more at the Doc Love Club, docloveclub.com. Join today or get a free sample there. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.